How long have you been single?
For all of my life.
All your life?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 13th episode of Stuff We Don't Learn in School. My name is Jenny.
And I'm Victoria.
And today we are talking about astrology. Okay,
yes! So we're recording this afterwards, and the clip you just heard is our first call, which we were using this discount. And then we screwed ourselves over the discount and chose someone who had 0 stars and also
26 reviews. So there were a good amount of people who literally rated them the lowest.
That or literally just chose not to rate at all, which is probably also not super great. And then the funniest thing is, yeah, me having to say, yeah, no, I'm like lonely. And then also,
we were talking
about places of travel.
Oh my God.
Which is super vague because everyone likes to travel.
No, she was like,
everyone.
Did she bring up travel or did you bring up travel?
Yeah, she goes, do you like to travel? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You were like, yeah, I want to go to, you know, Europe or Asia. So like China.
And then she was like, oh, yeah, no. Like in Europe, I see you going to France, Germany, Britain. I'm like, yes, sir. Like so that sounds great.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, don't go to China. China's not super friendly. And so, I was like,
no, she was like, no. But the thing is, it was her tone. It was just the way she said it.
And it was the most awkward thing because then after she goes, yeah, so have you ever been out of the country or no? And she kind of implied that I had it. And I was like, no, I have. I just went to China a couple years back. And she was like, oh, China might have been good for you back then, but not now. And I was yeah, this is kind of awkward.
She like, but she like said it as if it was an inside joke. And I was like, okay, I get it, COVID or whatever, right?
It had a weird implication to it, but the second person, which you'll hear the conversation and the analysis and also us reading astrology.com is really cool in the sense of she's saying a lot of things that I don't get. A lot of it relates to your date of birth, well, obviously, your time and how those all align. And she gave interesting stuff. And I mean, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad for 6 minutes.
No, yeah, it wasn't honestly, bad. It was good. It wasn't bad. Yeah. So I'll play that clip right here.
Hi, this is Victoria Wren.
Victoria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Help you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a couple of questions, and one of them was kind of like a self-reading, and I wanted to ask what you thought based on my star sign and everything, what my biggest strength and weaknesses were.
All right, so I see that you are 29 degrees Virgo. We're in Aries, great. So you have a lot of mixture of fire, and you got Leo rising. So are you kind of a performer, you know, kind of very lively, very, like, the act or perform?
Yeah, I do some public speaking.
You have Jupiter, the great benefic. So I think that your personality in and of itself is one that is going to, you know, when you do things yourself and you put yourself out there, particularly speaking or on the internet, I'd say, as well, because you've got your moon in ninth house, which is, you know, international communications or internet communications. You would have an enormous amount of luck if you have Moon trine your Jupiter there. So you have a lot of energy, a lot of you attract people to you because of your entertainment. You might be a little bit too critical of yourself at times because you are a Virgo Sun. So I would just say not to be too hard on yourself and not to try to be too perfectionist. The career, I think career dealing with arts, money, women, you got Venus, you got Taurus on your career. And you not your Venus is in Scorpio, which is very intense. Give you a lot of intense relationships. So it could be a lot of jealousy issues or power control issues at times. However, Venus is aspecting your midheaven, which is an enormous boost to your career. So I would say if you do anything that's related to Taurus or Venus topics, which would include a wide variety of just, that can cover anything like the arts to makeup tutorials if you do that, or money if you worked in finance. You know, I think Taurus, Venus related, would be a very powerful strength for you as well. I think you have a very good chart, very interesting, lucky chart. I think you'd be a very lucky person.
What do you think my biggest obstacle will be in the future? Or just one obstacle that I'll face?
Well, right now, I'd say for the next year, the biggest emphasis is on dealing with the public and partnerships. So I think on the one hand, it's a good time to get into a partnership, whether business or personal. But on the other hand, that could also be your biggest challenge for the next year. You have Uranus in your seventh house, so that tells me that you may have a lot of unexpected things that happen, shocking things, like not necessarily shocking, but it could be that you could be in a good partnership, a business partnership, and then suddenly one day the partner says, oh, I'm leaving, I'm starting a new company with this other person, and suddenly it's over. You know, like it could be like surprising things like that happening. So I would say just be aware of like things like that for the next, especially for the next year. But at the same time, it is a good time for you to partner up with someone in some way with any projects or business you're working on.
Okay. She's better.
She was much better than the first time, for sure. Still very general, though, I would say.
True.
So she started off with saying that you might be a performer. I feel like that is just a shot in the dark. Like at the start of the call, like you're very enthusiastic. That's just an energy that she could probably pick up.
Yeah, you know what's actually ironic? I was taking a bunch of BuzzFeed quizzes the other day during the weekend. I got theater major, film major.
Really?
Like, yes.
Performing arts.
Engineering. Like, it was all arts, like arts, and then engineering. And I was like, where's the political science? Where's the education? Like, where? So that was, like, kind of accurate, which is why I was, like, kind of surprised. Because I guess BuzzFeed also thinks I, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, BuzzFeed, the pinnacle of life-changing decisions right there.
it could be more applicable to someone. I feel like I can name someone off the top of my head who might qualify more for it, but
that's true.
It was an interesting assessment, I think.
And another interesting assessment was the jealousy thing in the relationships.
yeah so
yeah, like it doesn't sound like you at all. You haven't shown jealousy in any capacity.
Yeah, it's not like I have any experience with jealousy or control issues, because there is no one to be jealous of and there's no control to have. So
I mean, well, I don't think you need to be in a like in a relationship to be jealous of anybody. Like even whenever somebody piqued your interest, right, it's not like you were possessive in any way. No traces of jealousy that I know of. So that was an interesting part. I was just like, that's not Victoria. You're not one to, I don't know, confront other people or feel resentment towards anybody because of something like that.
We'll see. Only time will tell. I'll keep you updated in 20 years.
The next point that she brought up was that she said something about like strength in your career, that you're going to have a strong career.
Yeah, I was like, let's go. If you can only win in one area, that's that. Just kidding. I'd love to win relationships. Career is also a close second. Never hurts.
Yeah,
never hurts.
No, having a strong career. I mean, I feel like anybody who has, I don't know, listened to any of the podcasts previously or knows anything about Victoria is that she will have a strong career. There's no doubt in anybody's mind with that. But I feel like that's definitely something that she does tell most people. That's so vague. Everything like was Sam, so vague.
She did refer to a lot of terms that when I'm on YouTube and I'm like binging astrology for Virgos. Like, yeah, it's the same terminology. So I imagine there's some sort of like.
Are Virgos known to be great in the career aspect, but a little jealous here and there?
I don't know. So based on my understanding of astrology, it's pretty limited. Mm. Some of my friends have co-star, so they're a little deeper than I am, but. What I know from Virgos is the one point she brought up, like your weakness is you're too harsh on yourself, which I feel like is a cop out, but it's also quote unquote the standard trait of Virgo, just being super picky and like judgmental and like kind of harsh in that way, which I think is accurate. I mean, I don't think it was like something new to me. I just think it's like one of those things you hear, which is like, oh, but in terms of career, like I imagine, like you said, she or whatever person who gets called ends up saying mainly positive things. Like the first call we had, she was like, your future's looking bright.
Yeah.
Because as Sam wrote in the newsletter, and make sure you sign up if you haven't, but she wrote, astrology is, at the end of the day, it's like a pseudoscience, but the purpose of it is it's something we can cling on to, something that builds our humanity and unites us. It's this force that's larger than us, this belief that carries us through civilization and through our days. So, I mean, I don't mind, you know, hearing that. It doesn't hurt my ego to hear that, but I think it is kind of general.
Yeah, I don't know. I think astrology is such an interesting subset of the culture of the world. Like, not only the United States, but just, like, its origins all throughout the world and kind of congregating into this one thing that so many people fall behind.
Right, because it's ancient. It's rooted in a lot of different cultures that use the stars and the alignment to see what's happening. Even if it's not specifically like, Victoria, you should go into finance and theater. I think you'd be good at one of those.
I was reading up on a little bit of astrology right before this, so these facts might not be completely accurate, but I found this article from gomag.com, and they said astrology was the first propaganda. The prediction of celestial events gave government its power, and the programming was consistent and shocking, such as supernovas and meanings open to state interpretation depending on the political climate at the time.
Astrology now serves less of a public policy role, or like a governmental role, or something structural. But it just brings people comfort. Like, I know you on the Zoom typed to me, like, asked for specifics whenever she was talking about the biggest obstacle and how it's going to be something with partnerships, public life.
Yeah.
Which is vague, but it oddly brought me a lot of reassurance in the sense of just something to keep in mind, keep on the lookout for, because partnerships fall through all the time. And you know, we're partnering with some people and it might fall through. I mean, also with other things in your life, whoever you partner with. And it's one of those phrases that's like, oh, sure. Like, there are a lot of different areas where this could probably work out in everybody's life, not just mine. But it's oddly like, oh, okay, that's okay. Like, that's not the obstacle I thought you would say, but I'm kind of happy you didn't say whatever obstacle I was thinking.
I feel like that specific obstacle was very interesting for her to bring up, because I feel like it pertains to you probably the most out of anybody I know, truly.
Yeah, maybe.
If I think of the word partnership and I'm going to associate that with anybody in my life, it is going to be you.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, so, yeah. Hopefully it's a positive surprise.
It definitely will be a positive.
But yeah, if I was a piggy bank, I can see why people would be hooked to using this a lot. Like, I wonder what the stats are for people who follow astrology, in the sense of how many people see like an astrologist regularly. I imagine it's a niche group of people, but within that group, I just wonder how intense it is. Because, and this could be totally wrong, but based on my experience, it reminds me a lot of therapy, or at least the one time I went, except for it's much more comforting because you're being given answers, whereas like therapy, it's just like identifying the problem, kind of guiding you, but it's kind of up to you to decide.
Yeah.
Any of these types of related endeavors, like psychic readings, like tarot readings, all of those, it brings you a lot more comfort because there is some sort of closure and some sort of resolution once you get to it.
Yeah, it's the light out the end of the tunnel that you always want to look forward to.
Right.
And I think, like, they're definitely, I think the good thing about astrology and us as a community following it is that the intentions and the virtues that astrology upholds are just like basic human values. They don't put, let's say, being jealous and two-sided on a pedestal. Or does astrology perpetuate societal social standards?
I don't know. I think with every sort of categorization, and she talked about a lot of stuff like rising, falling, but the general
I didn't pick up on half of them. I was like, Leo, Virgo, Venus? I was like, what?
Yeah. The general thing of Virgo, Aries, Capricorn, Leo, all of those, like, it will be simplistic because all of the Virgos in the world can't all be the same. But I think what's nice is just like Myers-Briggs or the Enneagram test, and why people like it so much is it helps you solidify a sense of belonging.
Yes.
And it helps you just, you know, cling on to something that makes the whole idea of yourself and your purpose a lot less abstract and a lot more graspable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think something that could be cool, which I think we should do, is look up our astrology reading for today.
Okay, I will.
All right, so today for you, Jenny, and the day is over, so you can see how accurate this is.
Okay.
It's important to stay on your toes today, but staying sharp isn't about being alert. It's also about being healthy. Make sure you start this day with a good breakfast. None of this dessert type stuff either. You need solid brain food to keep you focused and thinking positively. Too much sugar too early in your day just about guarantees that you're going to run out of steam by the afternoon. So make vegetables, proteins, and grains your new best friend for the next few days.
Okay. So a review of what Jenny Zhu ate on February 10th, 2021. So I started off the day with half of an egg custard that we got at the Lotus.
That is sweet. That is sweet. So it is kind of accurate.
It's kind of accurate. And then I ate oatmeal with a banana, which was good. And then lunch, I ate 5 chicken nuggets and 1 buffalo chicken wing.
Okay. So does that have some merit?
And then dinner and an orange.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, I'm going to read your work and romantic. And then, and then you can read mine if you would want.
Yes.
February 10th, 2021, for your career. It's critical not to forget the cardinal rule. Don't initiate any new projects until you finish the ones you already started. There's no one to dig you out once you get in too deep this time.
So basically what they're saying is that I'm doing too much.
Or it could be that. And it also could be maybe something like, if you're contemplating of committing to something, think before you commit. Maybe something like that. For Jenny, you're about to become a legend in your own time. You've got so much game that you find romantic prospects, even when parking your car. Your friends want your secret, but you never tell.
That is so not true. Like, in every single aspect. If there's one thing I don't have, it's game. Wait, that's actually very funny. Okay, but Geminis are known to be two-faced.
I feel like that's not super accurate at all. Like, I don't think that's accurate.
Okay, let's move on to the Virgo, shall we? February 10th, 2021, Virgo. You are starting to think twice about a compromise you recently made with a friend. What you thought was going to happen isn't happening, and now you're wondering if you made a mistake. Well, you're stuck with the consequences of your actions. So just make the best of it and try not to have any regrets. You can be upfront about any concerns you're having with the other person, but you can't expect them to make a change to suit your needs. It's just not realistic right now.
This was kind of accurate. The latter half, kind of. It's a little disturbing. Okay, let's keep going.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
February starts with some major drama with your coworkers, which could reach a boiling point during the new moon on February 11th. You'll be given a choice as to how you want to proceed. While taking the high road seems ethical and fair, you could be pushed and test the waters by taking the shady road when Saturn and Uranus square off on the 17th. And to be honest, you know this. Be sure that you are well aware of every outcome before you move into uncharted waters that could create professional issues for you in the future. This means no tattling on colleagues, even if you feel they deserve it. The sun entering Pisces on February 18th allows you to see your coworkers as your equals, which could make you regret and change your opinion of earlier in the month. There is more. When Venus glides into Pisces on the 25th, you'll be more inclined to make amends. Find your balance and move forward with any coworkers you argued with in the first 2 weeks of the month. The full moon on February 27th is a great time to let bygones be bygones and start anew, as long as all of you can leave the past behind. So whatever struggle that was happening before, they say to let bygones be bygones.
I think it's literally telling me, like, let it go. Just take the high road. It's like, it's kind of accurate. I mean, it's not like super accurate, but I could see where I could apply it in a situation.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not like.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have like
those coworker issues.
Coworker issues. Work issues, school projects issues. Facts. Things like that. I don't know. I do not know. I don't know. I find more value in the, like, personality tests, psychology tests, rather than the day that I was born.
I think it's interesting because I don't know. It's not like I'm not sold on it. It's just like I'm not also like super committed or have a lot of conviction about this.
But you're still slightly sold on it?
Yeah. It's like one of those things where like you start to watch a good TV show. And the reason why I don't like starting TV shows isn't because I'm like, oh, watching TV is a waste of time. It's because, oh, you know, once I start watching this show, I'm going to really like it. Or like, if I do really like it, I'm going to end up like looking up all the cast members and becoming super interested in like how they shot the show, how much the show costs, and all of these like random things, and spend a lot of my time just like immersing myself into that world. So astrology to me is like, you know, it's very cool, and I definitely know I could get hooked, and I just don't want to become so immersed that I feel the urge to be dependent on a reading or a saying and allow that to dictate my life. And rather I'd hope that I have friends that could give me advice and parents.
Rather than reading a daily horoscope to decide your decisions for you.
You know what I think astrology could be super helpful for? Yeah. Like after a breakup, after a loss.
Yeah.
I think it's a good experience.
Yes. Any very momentous occasion. I feel like the moral standards of astrology and like these daily readings are fair in any situation. Like that's why astrology is so applicable, is because it's extremely vague and however you want to interpret it. Victoria and I are both signed up for We're Not Really Strangers text chain. I found that, you know, whenever I'm the most vulnerable and I get a text from them, I'm like, wow, that hits hard and that hits home. And I think that's exactly what these astrological signs kind of are like. Just reassurance more than anything.
It's a really nice thing. I think in May you should pay for one. $40. I'll pay for it. as a graduation gift.
Oh my gosh. No.
I don't know. I'm very into it. I'm happy we did this because it didn't tell me much.
It's like insightful at the same time. It's just
right. It's a weird
closure.
Dichotomy. Yeah.
It's nice.
That is
closure.
So true. And I'm downloading CoStar right now.
Wait, what is CoStar?
Now I'm getting into astrology.
What, ma'am? So,
literally, oh my gosh. It's like the weirdest thing because like this is probably similar with everyone, but like the other day or just like recently, I've been going through I don't know if it's super existential, but some problems that I am not sure like how to approach, just some like organizational, some personal, and just a lot of like stuff that I was thinking about. So a lot of the times like the future has come up a lot in my head, and also like I think now is a good time because we're rounding the corner where the school year's almost over, so you're kind of thinking about all of that. And it's the weirdest thing, like the future is such a weird concept. Even though it's so obvious, like it's so like the future is just the future.
Yes.
But I cannot wrap my head around it. Like the fact that in 10 years, and we hear this all the time, like we might be like dating, we're going to have a job, maybe in grad school, one of those.
The future is so unpredictable.
So unpredictable. Like that I think is such the scariest part, because the one happy thing I was like, you seem to have a lot of luck in your life. I was like,
oh, thank the Lord.
Literally, because the fact is, I think, I mean, I'm reading A Promised Land by Obama, and I've been reading some memoirs by people, and just some things in life are so serendipitous, where there are so many people who have the same traits as you, are very similar to you, have the same skills, but you're the one who ends up getting chosen, whether it's like for president, whether it's whatever, and you're the one who marries this person. like, we talk about this all the time about having a soulmate. Like, I don't think a soulmate exists. I think you're compatible with maybe like X amount of people, and it's just like whatever ends up working at the right time works out, and then you're able to like marry each other and stay together.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing. Like, some people seem to manage to get lucky on all fronts, whether it's work, personal. And it's like the scariest thing, because luck is the one thing you can't control. And sometimes it's just like that work you put in won't be enough. So I think astrology is super charming, the sense of like, oh my gosh, I'm
okay. You're very lucky, and things will work out, is essentially that entails.
Exactly.
Yeah. Astrology is just closure more than anything. If you're going to get anything out of this podcast and the weird dips and turns that we took in it. Astrology is just a nice way that society likes to find peace in our future. Of course, there can always be negative effects, as there are negative effects to everything, such as people taking astrology too far, to the point where they allow astrology to just dictate their life's decisions and everything like that. You know, there's the good side of astrology, which is peace and reassurance in times of desperation, or even in times of calm and peace.
Yeah, so to wrap this up, y'all need to download CoStar. The first thing I get is, your need for connection is human. It doesn't negate your independence. Which is like, maybe like everyone can relate to it.
Wait, no, I can't. I feel like that is very much for you. Wait, that is whack.
I'm going to keep doing CoStar and to let you know.
Oh my gosh, should we have every podcast? What is Victoria's CoStar reading for today?
Literally.
Okay, so that wraps up the podcast. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram, which is at Stuff We Don't Learn in School. And sign up for our newsletter. As Victoria alluded to earlier in this podcast, it's obviously amazing. It's stuffwedontlearninschool.org. And you just plug in your email and you're automatically signed up. And you get bi-weekly newsletters, which are amazing. The ending quote for this podcast is a quote by Hippocrates. And so obviously it was said many a time ago, and he, you know, it's up to interpretation, but he said, "A physician without a knowledge of astrology has no right to call himself a physician." Stuff We Don't Learn in School would not be possible without our team. Thank you to Samantha Podner for writing the newsletter, Sophie Liu for the resource, Emma Scott for the digital content, and Gloria Wong for the graphic design.